guys, what's up? It's Zahira for Epileptics. It is mid-June. Actually, it's late June. It's not even mid-June anymore. I have lost track of the time with the coronavirus. So Bruno and I have actually finally moved. So that was a kind of a big deal. I had to kind of take a pause on both podcasts and some of the things we were doing with Zahira for Epileptics due to the stress and work involved with moving. It was pretty long. Time to do a lot of things, packing and then unpacking. We're finally mostly settled into our condo. We're very excited. It was a big deal for us, especially for Bruno. It's a pretty big milestone in our lives that we were able to accomplish something. It was very weird during the coronavirus that we're all still facing with, because we had to sign the final papers actually in our car, so that was very odd. So we had to sit in the parking lot for about 3 hours to do that, which was weird. It was like a cold day. It was just very odd. And then when we got into the co-op, obviously we had to, when I say we, I had to scrub the whole thing, and Bruno actually helped me, clean up a few things, and we had to have it painted, and we had the floors re-varnished and stuff like that. Nothing crazy, and that's just one thing that we did do when we were looking for a place was, you know, we wanted something that didn't need to be renovated, that was already renovated, so we wouldn't have to do the whole, you know, part of renovation and ripping things down and all that, because we don't have that kind of bandwidth. And I definitely recommend to people who have medical conditions, or, you know, if you have high anxiety or stress or things like that, or OCD or whatever, you know, try to find a place that is, you know, redone the way, most of the way that you want it. So this way you have to do minor things and it's less stressful for you. And it was less stressful for us because, you know, Bruno's condition with epilepsy and stuff, we don't want to have to worry about, you know, ripping down walls and all that kind of stuff, because he wouldn't have been able to come to the apartment at all until it was done. So it was actually easier and better for us to have it just needing minor work. We did, you know, I'm still have a couple of more things to do, very minor, just like grouting and things like that. Nothing crazy, that things that I can do myself. And Bruno's helped a lot, so we had everything else installed. And the one thing is, we have like a maintenance department here, but because of COVID-19, they're not allowed to come into your house right now. They can only do emergency work. So I've had my father-in-law help us a lot. So Bruno and I bought him a bottle of like his favorite liquor and things like that. So, you know, just people are always helping us with things when we need it. And my husband has a really good big family that lives here, very Italian family, old, you know, very old school. His dad's always helped, you know, never says no. So we wanted to thank him, and we had his parents come over for dinner very safely, since we've all been quarantined about the same, and that's the only place we've really been to. So, you know, we wanted to thank him, and he helped us do some things that the maintenance guys usually would do, but because they're not allowed to come into your home, you know, we had to install the air conditioners that kind of stay in permanently in your windows. We don't have like central air here. We have central heat, not air, because it's more cost effective for them not to have central air. Even though all the wiring and everything else was redone in all the condos, so that's good. So yeah, so he's helped us with a lot of that stuff. So that's how we got completed, and it was good because it's been like 85, 90 degrees here in New York. So having that extra air conditioner in the living room that kind of can cool off the whole apartment is very important for us. Even though we don't leave it on all day, you know, we like to know that we have that option in case it's like 100 degrees out. Because New York weather, as anyone knows who lives here, we don't know what we're going to get from one day to another. It could be rain and 50. It could be 90 degrees and boiling hot. We can get a snowstorm in the middle of summer. Who knows? New York is off the charts all the time, so it's better to be prepared for whatever we need to. So that's pretty much where we've been. Just so you know, some updates on where we've been. A couple of other updates are, you know, now that you can't really see your doctor in person, they are actually doing a lot of video conferences. So as we mentioned, Bruno had that RNS surgery in January, so he had that device implanted in his head that's supposed to help try to recondition his brain. And it takes a long time because you have to slowly increase it, and they track all the data that we upload into the system every day. We do it twice a day now because of Bruno's seizure activity. So that has been pretty important. And the fact that we were able to get that surgery in January is so, we're so grateful, because they really started cutting back on all the elective surgeries or things that weren't emergency surgeries, which was that surgery. So Bruno was really happy that we got that, because it was very important. And, you know, even though they only increased the device a little bit before everything got shut down in March, we were actually able to get that put in. So we spoke to the surgeon via video conference, and he just wanted to know how Bruno's head was feeling, and it's been healing. I check it every couple of days. I check the scar and stuff like that, but his hair is pretty much grown over. You can't even tell he has anything implanted in there or that he had surgery. It's just where his hairline kind of is now. There's a little bit, shows a little bit more, like a place where the hair won't grow, and that his hair kind of spreads out from it differently just because of where the device is. But nothing that's very obvious. It's pretty, you wouldn't be able to tell. So that's good. And his skull is getting hard because it's where they did the surgery. It's like a horseshoe shape, so it almost feels like a newborn baby. It's like very soft there, but now it's gotten very hard. And the doctor said it might take up to about a year for it to be good. So that was good. On the video conference, I put the camera over his head. The doctor looked at it, the surgeon, and he was happy with what Bruno looked like. So what we did was, we are planning to meet with him again, probably through video conferencing, because I think that's going to become more of a thing with doctors, probably in January. So after the year is over, which is cool. And then the other thing we did was, this past Thursday, which is something I did want to mention, that's why I'm back to picking up the podcast, was that we actually met with Bruno's neurologist at the office in Long Island. So we were there, you know, it was very different. You know, you had to kind of check in the parking lot and call the office to make sure that they had you on the list. And then you parked your car, usually where they have like the free valet, so that you could park your car close to the building. You just parked your car yourself. It wasn't as many cars there. And everyone had to kind of get their temperature checked before they entered the building. And then we got on the elevator. And obviously, you know, you have antibacterial hand gel with you, so you can clean your hands off. And then we got up to the floor for his doctor. The woman at the desk, who was very nice, a very nice nurse, we had to change the masks that we were wearing to the ones they gave us just to be safe, so that they were new and clean, even though we were wearing new clean masks. And she also checked our temperature. The funny thing was, she was like, "Oh, your temperature's a little bit higher than Bruno's. Why?" And I said, "Well, I'm doing all the work. I'm driving. I'm like running around, making sure he's safe. Plus, I've been, you know, outside and things like that. So I've probably been in the sun a little more. So I'm probably just naturally just, I'm usually just warm anyway. So that's one thing." So we did get into the office. You checked in. There was only like one place to check in, and then all the chairs were 6 feet apart. So we got called in pretty much right away. The nurse walked us in. She kind of was in front of us, and then the doctor came in. He had, you know, scrubs on and gloves and mask and like another face mask on. So he was pretty well covered. And then the guy that adjusted the device came in. So we went through some of the data and what's going on with Bruno, and then we increased it. So we were there probably for like a good 2 hours because of everything being so slow. And then once we were done, the doctor left the room, and we, we drove back home. And then Bruno, from all that, was so tired. I made us some lunch, and then he was out for like 2 straight hours, which was pretty typical of, you know, having all that conversation with the doctor. So, you know, nothing out of the ordinary, but we were happy with the doctor. And then we're going to see, they did an increase on the device from 0.5 to 1.5. So we went up one. So we'll see now how that helps with his seizures. So far, I haven't seen too many seizures, and he actually came out of one. Usually, he has most of his seizures in the bathroom, unfortunately, which I know a lot of people, the most dangerous place for anybody with any condition is the bathroom. That is the most dangerous place because, you know, there's a shower and they're there's a toilet and a sink. There's a lot of porcelain and glass and places to fall and slippery things and all that kind of stuff. So, and that's where he is, you know, has the most seizures as well. So, you know, we're very careful in there. But he did come out of one of them that he had in there very quickly, which was different than a few days before. So I'm hoping that that is a pattern will continue. And then he actually took a nap just before and he didn't have any problems in his sleep. So I also want to keep that moving. One thing we did notice was that when he closes his eyes, again, it spikes very heavily, his seizure activity. So we're keeping an eye on that. And he tries to keep his eyes open as much as possible, which is hard. The doctor was joking about like eyelid removal surgery. You know, you try to keep such serious things light sometimes because we are kind of in a place where it's a little crazy right now between that, the COVID-19, things happening with the government, things happening with police and different states and things like that. So, you know, everything is kind of like in a very, 2020 is just a very, you know, crazy year. It's been a ride. And it's only June, so we're only halfway through the year. So hopefully it kind of calms down a little bit and things smooth out a little bit. You know, so we're just glad we got to see the doctor, and hopefully in 5 weeks we'll be able to go back and review what is happening with his brain and then increase or adjust, because the doctor really wants to get Bruno to a place where when we see less seizures, then we can maybe go back on the medication. That's the goal. He wants him to not be on medication, but we have to track and see where we're going. And he's also still doing the CBD oil, so maybe in combination with the RNS device and a little medication and the oil, maybe we can get him in a really good place where he feels like he can do more normal day-to-day things like the rest of us do. That we take for granted, you know, like just getting up by yourself or using the bathroom by yourself or taking a shower by yourself, or just generally like those kind of things where you have your privacy, you know, or like and you can kind of do things without asking for help as much, or, you know, always having someone ask you if you're okay or looking over your shoulder. So we're keeping an eye on that. The other thing we talked about was getting Bruno back on like a weight loss plan this way, because it's, you know, if he has falls and seizures, it's better if there's less weight on him. So we actually got this really good little stationary bike that you put on the floor and you can use any chair with it. We had another one previously, but it wasn't as sturdy, so we got a different one. That one pretty much broke. So we got a more sturdy one. So Bruno's been doing for the last 3 days. He's actually doing it right now. He does about a half an hour. He's been doing an hour for the last 2 days. Today he's going to do about a half an hour, 45 minutes. And he burns like almost 500 calories and does quite a lot of miles on it, which is good. He's pretty good on that. So he's already gone down a couple of pounds. We're going to check his weight tomorrow to see where we are. And we're going to try to get like 20 pounds off of him. That'll be a really healthy weight for him to be back to, like 200 will be a good weight for him. With all this stuff going on, you know, we started doing some walking, and then the protest started. So we kind of pulled back on that, because we had the curfew for a while. And then, you know, some nights he's very tired, so we just have to play it by ear. But he's been doing the bike, so, which is really good. And I've been taking up some of my hobbies that I've missed, including running. We've been running. I've been running in the area we live now. It's a little more of a, like, a community. There's always people outside, so even if you go in the evening before that, I mean, I like to run before any sun goes down or anything like that. It's pretty nice. You know, there's always people outside sitting or with family and friends and stuff like that, so it's nice to be able to do that. So it's always good to keep a hobby just so you're not stressed. And I've been working from home, 3.5 months now? So it's, you know, you start getting a little claustrophobic, or you feel like you're like, you know, you need to get out. So you just have to keep yourself busy, pick up some hobbies, and just like kind of ride them out, and just keep busy. So the moving really kept us busy. Now today, I think, was the first day that Bruno and I just kind of like hung out and watched TV on the couch for a bit. We ordered food, like we were just kind of, and we ordered healthy food, like grilled chicken and a salad. So just trying to, you know, take a day to just relax. And even tomorrow, I'm going to do some of that relaxing, maybe sit outside. I'm going to go for a run. You know, when I say I'm relaxing, I'm like pack my day full of things to do. Even today, when I'm saying I'm not doing anything, I still did like laundry and, you know, I put stuff in the dishwasher. Like, I'm still doing stuff. Another cool thing about living here is we have our own washer and dryer home. And if you are someone with epilepsy, you definitely spill things if you have certain seizures. So Bruno's, he hasn't really spilled things in a while, but the last, like about 3 days ago, for like 3 days straight, he spilled coffee on himself or water or something. So I throw his clothes in the wash right away, and then I can put it on like in the morning. And I don't put the washer on at night, only because we have people that live upstairs from us. And it's disrespectful. And, you know, if the washing machine starts shaking and stuff like that, you know, the typical noises, you know, I don't want it to disturb them. They have two small kids. And also it's just rude. I'd rather just put on the morning, because in case I want to throw some more stuff in it. So I do that. So, yeah. So, you know, there's some good things and bad things about being home. You know, I miss being in New York City, but New York City's kind of like things are boarded up and there's a lot less people, so it's kind of weird. I want to wait for it to kind of smooth out there too. So, but I'm glad we're back with the podcast and talking to all of you great people. And you know, I still see people are listening to even the last podcast I posted, and previous ones, which I'm very appreciative of. And so is Bruno, but now we're going to pick that up again and other stuff with the nonprofit, so we can keep moving and garnering and picking up that momentum. And we're going to be doing some more stuff with Medical Earth Foundation, where I do my day-to-day job is with, and with Bruno, he's actually, you know, they actually highlight him as one of the epileptic patients, and you know, he wears the medical alert ID and so forth. So that's really good. It has all his information on it. He never takes it off. So you know, we're gonna be doing some more work with them, and I want to also raise awareness more for Bruno and what we're doing, and also work with them, because it's a great platform that we can kind of spread out across the board. So yeah, so we're doing that. So I'm happy Bruno is working out. It makes him feel good. You know, he has other hobbies he's doing. He built some models when we first moved. He made like the Titanic and the Statue of Liberty and some like really cool army trucks and things like that on and a plane. So there's stuff like that that helps him. And then he's also going to try to pick up painting. And he has a library now in the, we have like a den. He has a library in there of books nicely spread out. So it'll be good for him to even do that. And I'm trying to also get back into reading and things. It's just got to keep your mind busy, no matter what you have. Just always remember that. Just keep your mind busy. We're all facing such a crazy time, and there's some states that are picking up with cases again, even though like we're trying to reopen things, and I'm hoping New York stays on track and we wear our masks. But that's really the thing, just wear your mask. And nobody likes it, nobody wants to do it, but if you can keep like your grandmother safe, or someone else's grandmother safe, or your loved ones or someone else's loved ones safe, it's not that hard to wear. You could still go out and do stuff. I carry mine when I'm running, and if I see people that I have to run by in a crowd, I'll put my mask on, because I also don't want to, if I'm, let's say I'm carrying, right now I don't have any symptoms of anything or anything like that, but God, you know, who knows? I don't want to share it with some like elderly couple sitting outside or something like that. So it's always good to just keep your distance and just be very careful. And that, you know, having a medical condition is that much harder, because all the medical offices and hospitals are really packed. So we're trying to keep Bruno as safe as possible, and, you know, so he doesn't get hurt. Because we don't want him to end up in the hospital where he could get something. I know a couple of people that had to go to the hospital, and then they contracted COVID, and then they're very sick. And I know some people who've lost loved ones, and I'm very sorry for them. And also, it just anybody else who's lost a life for any other reason, whether it be some kind of racist act or whatnot, you know, that kind of stuff, really, we have to be better for everyone. And people with conditions, like, that stuff didn't change. They still have the condition no matter what else is happening. So, you know, they also have to just be able to take care of themselves and work to get better as well, as much as they can, and whatever they have to do. So we're looking forward to hopefully the rest of the year being positive or getting better, and everyone kind of working together more would be really great. And anything we can do, we want to also, you know, help in any way we can. So, yeah, that's really it. So I will talk to you very soon then, and we'll get back on track with the podcast now that we're settled in, and hopefully things will settle down for everyone, and, you know, we can kind of be more united country and figure out how to be the best and be better for each other. So, you know, that'll be great. So yeah, have a great night, and thank you.